I, for one, too, am thankful for the cross, as we all should be. Amen. And when he does sing that song, man, I just can't help it. I get all bubbly inside because I know what my Savior did for me. Amen. I know how he set me free from so much sin in my life. But yet, I got a Savior that loved me anyway. Yet, even when I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. That's my God. That's my King. If you could, let's all stand. Let's go to the Word. I'm going to go to Ruth chapter 1. I got a lot of scriptures to read here real quick, and I'm going to give you a disclaimer too. I do get my words jumbled up, but it's okay. I'm not going to tell you that I'm sorry. The words are on the board. If you know how to pronounce them, good for you. But there are times that I do get excited when I read, but that's all right. Because I got 16 verses to read, so y'all hold on. Here we go. Now it came to pass in the days when judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and two sons. And the name of this man was Elimelech. And his name was of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, had died. Terrible. He had died. And she was left with her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah. The name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them also terrible. And the woman was left with of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her two daughters-in-law, that she might return to the country from the country of Moab, for she had heard the country of Moab, heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on their way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go, return to each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice, and they wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go away, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes, and for the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her. Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after your sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for this place, God. We thank you for the people that are gathered here in your name, Lord. God, everyone that's in this place tonight, Jesus, Lord, prepare our hearts and our ears that we can hear what you're saying to the church in this hour, Lord. Anoint my lips, Lord, to be able to preach your word the way that you want it to be brought forth, Lord. God, in all these things, Lord, I never want to fail to give you the most praise, the one who is worthy of all the praise, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the church said, amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you read this story of death in a family with Ruth or with Naomi, you can understand how her heart had to be broken. Her heart had to be terribly broken, not only to lose her husband, but to also lose her sons, both of her sons, in a land that was not her home. in a place where she went to sojourn away because the place of Bethlehem, the place of house of bread, was empty. There was no bread because of the sin of the people of Israel. There a famine came on the land because of sin, and sin drove these people out of their land to go and dwell in a land that was not their own. To meet a people that was born out of sin also. If you read about Moab, how he was conceived, Moab was conceived by his own, the daughters of Lot got him drunk, and they was able to have a child, and his name was Moab. It was also sin. Nothing but sin and the lack of bread in Bethlehem drove this family into a place of sin. And they met this woman, this sweet lady, her name was Ruth, in the land of Moab. This land, she did not know God the way that the Israelites knew God. She did not know God the way that Naomi knew God. She did not know the way that Elimelech knew God. She did not know him. She did not know him to be Jehovah, my Lord God. She did not know him to be Jehovah Jireh, my provider. She did not know Jehovah Rapha, my healer. She did not know Jehovah Nissi, my banner. She did not know Jehovah Makhazet for my sanctifier. She did not know the Jehovah Sitkanu for my righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, my peace. Jehovah Rohi, my shepherd. Jehovah Shema, my abiding presence. She did not know the Lord our God. She didn't know him. So Naomi, she begged her, said, go back. I have no more sons for you. I have no more sons. Go back to where you came from and let me go. And I want to change my name no longer to be Naomi, but call me Mara. And as the pastor preached 2 Sundays ago about being bitter, it touches our heart because that's what Mara is. It's bitterness. She was bitter towards the Lord, and I can imagine the grief she was going through, the scars that she was carrying, the grief that she was carrying around in her heart. I can only imagine. I can't relate with her because I still have my wife and my children. I still have my spouse and my children. I can't relate. But I'm sure the grief was heavy. I'm sure it was so hard for her to just bear. So Orpah, after Naomi said, I have no more sons and there will be no more sons. I am too old, and even if I do conceive a son now, will you wait? She said, okay, I'll go. So Orpah kissed her and she left. But Ruth, she clave to her. She clave to her because something that they had said over the 10 years that they was together, something had sparked an interest in her about this God that we just spoke of. This God that intrigued her to where she said, I will go where you go. Where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people. Your Lord will be my God. So something about this Naomi, even though through the trial that she had went through, she had still been a witness for God. She had still been something strong to show a godless nation that there was really a God that really does care and really does help you in a time of need. Amen. So I can't help but think about times in my life where I have been going along and saying, yeah, everything's great, but then I run into a wall such as this, not as this magnitude, but such as this. And I want to give up, and I want to say I'm done, and I want to walk away from it. As Sam had said, I've been in that place before too, where I just said it's too much for me to bear. I don't want to go another step against it, but then there's somebody steps up beside of me. I have a Ruth that steps up beside of me and said, hold on a second. You can't give up on the God that you told me about. I've already got faith in a God that I don't know like you know. I've already got faith in a God that saved you. I've already got faith in a God that healed you. I already got faith in a God that provided for you. I will go where you go. You got to stand up for somebody. So is it something crazy to me about it that Ruth, her name means a friend. A friend. A friend come alongside of me and put his arm around me and said, I'm going where you're going. I'm going to hold you even when you don't feel like going. I'm going to hold you up. I feel this power, this burden about unity in the church that we're lacking sometimes. And that's where this message sparked from. Because we got to have unity. We've got to have our power together with each other. Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 17, verse number 21. Jesus himself prayed this prayer, that they may all be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse number 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. They may be one even as we are one. We've got to have this unity about us. We've got to have this unity together that I know how the Bible says it, and I find it to be so true in my everyday walk that iron really does sharpen iron. When you got the countenance of a friend that's beside of you and you start talking scripture, you start talking truth about what God has done for you, yeah, every now and again when you strike iron against iron, there's sparks. But that's okay. Sparks can start a fire. Amen. They can start a fire in your household. They can start a fire in your workplace. They can start a fire in the nation that you're in, the country, the town that you're in. Amen. Because our God is faithful. Amen. And His Word will do what it accomplished, what He said it would do. Amen. In the Acts chapter 3, verse number 1, Peter and John went up together. They went up together in the hour of prayer. In the hour of prayer, they went up together. We got too many lame people laying out around, and we even got lame people in the church for us not to be together. It's time that we grow up together, we get together, and we say, yes, I need you, and you need me. It's time for us to grow up and say that whatever it is that was in the past is the past. I want to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. I can't help but think about friends. In this situation right here that Naomi was in, this friend that come up along beside her that did not know God. How many times have I passed a friend, a so-called friend that I have, that I did not tell them about my God? How many times have I passed the guy at work that I did not know, that I did not tell him about my God and my Savior? How many times did I do that? This man might be going through something similar where he's ready to give it all up, ready to just walk away from everything, say, take it away because I'm a bitter person. No, I want to be that friend that steps up and say, yes, I know about this God. I know about this King. Thank you, Jesus, because He's worthy to be praised, and I want to show you about Him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Matthew 18, verse number 19. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree, oh, Jesus, it's something that takes agreement right here, people. Sometimes it's not easy to agree with the person standing beside of you. But what He said right here again, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. You know where the word agreement comes from, or you know where the word symphony comes from? It's agreement. That's where it comes from, symphoneo. That's what this word is interpreted. Agree is symphoneo. That's where we get the word symphony from. I'm sorry, but sometimes the drums, I love playing the drums, but I can't stand playing them by myself. I can't stand it. I've heard a pastor tell Ian before too, you know what drums is without music? Noise. I'm sorry, but I can't stand hearing the bass play by itself. I can't stand hearing it play by itself. It's not a lovely noise. It's not the guitar's a little bit more pleasant. The piano's okay too. But there's certain things that need other things to make it work together. There's certain things in us, there's certain things in me that I need you to make me be better. There's certain times when I'm going through something and I need you to step up beside of me and tell me that I need you with me. Hallelujah. I need my friends. Hallelujah. Let's think about a symphony that just only has a flute. It's not a symphony, it's a flute solo. Think about a symphony that only has a saxophone. It's a saxophone solo. There's no solo Christians in the kingdom of God. This is not a solo ministry in this church house. This is a body ministry, and He said it, and I believe it. Amen. It takes every one of us. Hallelujah. I was talking to a boy the other day, and I was talking about the body of Christ, how important the body of Christ is. Whenever you got the body of Christ together, think about it. I got one member of my body that I'm able to part with. Tell me one that you're willing to just say, all right, just cut it off. Just get rid of it. I don't really need it. I'm sorry. I'm selfish. I don't want to get rid of nothing. I don't even want to get rid of my fingernail. Go to work without a fingernail. You know how sore that is. You can ask the pastor about your toes. I'm sure that's sore to walk without. I don't want to get rid of one member of me. Not one. Romans 12:3. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt every man the measure of faith. Every one of us have faith, amen. Amen. Every one of us. Don't you sit back and tell yourself that you don't have what God's given you. Don't you sit back and tell yourself that you're not able to stand up and pray for somebody. Every one of us has dealt a measure of faith. Every one of us has got to walk by faith and not by sight. Every one of us are called to walk and serve a God of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. For as we have many members in one body. You hear that? For we have many members in one body. And all members don't have the same office. This church is not just ran by the pastor. I'm thankful that we've got a man of God in our life. I'm thankful that we got him. I'm thankful, but this church just don't run because the pastor's here. We need the pastor, but we need our members. We need each and every one of us all supplying ourselves. The body's not whole without everybody. So name yourself one body member that you want to get rid of, that you're okay with just letting go. I'm all ears. I don't want to get rid of nothing that God gave me. I want to go out. Man, I'm glad that I've got all 10 of my digits on my hands. I work with a lot of men that's lost them, and they have a struggle. They have a struggle in their life. Work with men with an arm missing. It's hard. They can't do the same things that we can do. We need the members. We need the body of Christ together. Amen. So we being many are one body in Christ. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. You know, that's what's going to bring me to my next scripture, and I'm telling you, God hit me with this because I'm telling you, this is so awesome. Our God is so awesome. And when He speaks to you through His Word, it's amazing. It is amazing to me. So Psalms 133, behold. That's a proclamation. If you don't understand that, it's like, hey, everybody listen. Hey, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Have you ever been in a household that just don't have it all together? Yeah, it's tough. Been there before. Me and Lydia don't always see eye to eye. It's tough sometimes. Me and the girls, we definitely don't see eye to eye a lot. I can't help. They're 16. They think they got it all together, but you want to warn them. They think you're being mean to them, but yet you're trying to protect them. You know, all parents could say amen. When you're in a household and there's not unity together, you know that it's not a pleasant place to be. But when you come into the church house and you're linked up with your brother in Christ, and I've got a problem with you. I got a problem with how you worship. How can I sit and be one of myself in the one body of Christ and have a problem against my brother and his worship? How good and how pleasant it is. How good and pleasant. Yeah. Think about those two words. What's good? What is pleasant? Tell me two things in your life that's good and it's pleasant, and you'll see. That's what he's meaning right here. How good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. That's a place that we need to be. I need to be in unity with you. I need to be linked up with you because there's times when I cannot go on. There's times when I don't want to put one foot in front of another. There's times when I just refuse. I sit back and say, I'm just lazy. Leave me alone. But I got to have a friend come up beside of me and say, I don't care how lazy that you feel. We got work to do. That's the kind of friend that we need sometimes. Hey, man. Next verse, Shane. Hallelujah. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard. even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. Lord, help me. Oh, Jesus. Do you know what it takes to make oil? Do you know what it takes to make this oil that they're talking about? This ain't just one ingredient that's crushed down. This is multiple ingredients that are crushed down. This is multiple things that you don't understand sometimes. I might not agree with you all the time, Sam Harper. I might not agree with you, but you had to crush yourself down too. I had to crush myself down too because there's things in me that's not right either. I had to get crushed, get the things out of me so I can link up with Him and be the same old, the same unity together, the same thing, because there's times in my life that I don't have it all together, that it's not picture perfect, that things are just terrible, and I don't want to be pleasant to be around. My wife can say amen. Mark over here could say amen. There's just times in my life when I just don't have it all together. But that's when I need a friend to come up beside me and say, hey, we're still in this thing together. We're still in this together because I need you and you need me. God made this oil together. I believe there was five main ingredients that it took to make this, but every single one of them was a solid of some sort. The number one main ingredient was olives. They had to be crushed. And that's why we go back to the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed the same prayer to the Lord. Let them be one as me and you are one. And this is the thing we need to get in our spirit. Not my will, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Lord, use me, God, to get outside of my comfort zone. Use me, God, to reach somebody that I don't know. Link up with somebody else that's not inside of my friend zone. Link up with somebody else that's not. Oh, Jesus, help me. I want to be crushed down and shaken together and running over. That's what the Bible describes it as. We're all pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There it is. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's what we are. Have that oil that was crushed, that was broken, every single member of it broken down to where it become a liquid. Something that's just, it don't look like it's perfect. Don't look, but it's God's anointing. It's God's will for us to be in unity. It's God's will for us to be broken sometimes and just break it down and just let me be used of you, God. It's hard to have unity every single service. It's hard to have unity every single time that I come into the church house. It's hard because some days my day dictates that. Those are days when I just want to pray, God, forgive me. Lord, search me, oh God, and renew my spirit. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. God, let me be one even as they are, even as you are one. Lord, let us be one body. One body together. Amen. Verse number 3. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. You ever walked outside and see anything that's up, that doesn't get dewed on? It's just covered by something. Everything else, it's all open. It's all wide open. And Lord, pour it out on us. Don't let me be covered by nothing but you, God. Don't let me be hiding under nothing but you, Lord. God, let me be under the shadow of the Almighty. And in your wings, I want to dwell there forever. Amen. I don't want to exclude myself from the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Man, I want to be transparent in His presence and say, God, pour it out on us. Pour it out on me, Lord, because I need my brothers. I need my sisters, but they need me also, Lord. Let me be used of you, God, to link up with my brothers and sisters. It could be selfish sometimes. I've looked at my Christian walk sometimes, and I have just been disgusted with how I have acted, how I have looked at my walk and let it hinder my service in the church house. I've let my walk destroy things, and it's let the enemy in is what I've done. We got to understand that we are here together. We are a body ministry together. We are linked together. We're all together in this. Amen. We all need each other. Hallelujah. We got to have each other. I've got to have my friends. I've got to have my family linked together. I've got to have it. And then I'll tell you this is one of the best churches I've ever been in as far as feeling unity. I feel it here. This is not like I'm up here grinding an axe against this church. It's not. I'm just feeling this in my spirit that we just got to make sure that we keep the body of unity together. We got to make sure that if there is a foreign thought that comes against your brother or your sister, that you have got to pray it away. And there's been times, I guarantee it, there's been times that I have had ill thoughts about a brother or sister in this church. And sometimes I've let it, oh, that's really, Dave really does not like me. The pastor really does not like me. These are thoughts that the devil tries to sow seed into your head, into your mind with, because there's something there's inside of that. There's something in that unity that the devil does not want you to get together with your brothers and sisters. He does not want you to link up with your brothers and sisters because he knows that there's power in that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Go back to Matthew 18, verse number 20. Matthew 18, verse number 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name. There is no other name that we need to gather on. Amen. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we talked about Ruth, she knew him as Jehovah this and Jehovah that. But I want to introduce whoever don't know him as Jesus. This is our Savior, the one who died for me, the one who bled for me, the one who set me free, the one who gave me ability to walk and not and to talk a new way, God. Lord, has given me the ability to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. The one who gave me ability to stand up here and preach the Word of God. Hallelujah. That's the King that I'm talking about. That's the Savior that I'm talking about. That we gather together, two or three are gathered in His name. He is there in the midst. He is there in the midst of that. And I believe that, amen. I believe that. Peter and John, when they went up to the temple, to the gate called Beautiful, there was an hour of prayer, and there laid a lame man. And they said it, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. But if you read about Peter and John, they had rifts between one another. They did not always like one another. Did you know that John outran Peter to the tomb? Do you know who told you that? John did. He said the one whom Jesus loved ran ahead. I don't want to put myself above anybody. I don't want to put myself in front of anybody, but I want to be right beside of you. I want to be linked up with you with arm in arm. Hallelujah. You know, it's real crazy. This is crazy. I don't want to talk over your head, but I got to give you an electrical analogy on this. If you have a whole row of battery in each, Shane, how many people's in here tonight? Do you know? 98. You have 98 people in this room. And if each one of you were to be 12 volts, a 12-volt battery, and you was all just hooked up in a parallel circuit, we would have 12 volts. I don't know if you know that or not. No matter how many times you hook up 98 volts together in a parallel circuit, you would have 98 volts or 12 volts. That's it. No more, no less. But it takes one battery linked with another in series. And one battery turns from 12 volts to 24 volts. 24 volts turns to 36 volts, 36 to 48, and so on. There's 1,176 volts of potential in this place if we was all a series linked together person. That's power. You might think 12 volts is so insignificant, but that's 1,176 volts that we link together. That's power. Don't look at yourself as insignificant. I need you. I need you. And there might be times when my battery's a little bit weak, but when I link up with another battery, you'll not find me in the circuit. You will not find me because I will be hidden. We can all be hidden, and the voltage is fine. It's all together. It is Jesus. We can all be hidden in Him. No matter how much you hook it together, just use it. God, use us. Use this place, Lord. God, pour it out on us, Lord. Pour it out on us, Jesus. We need that anointing. We don't know what's going to come through these walls. We don't know what's going to come in here. But I want to be linked up with my brothers and sisters in agreement that whenever we lay hands on the sick, I want to watch them recover. Man, I'm telling you, I'm looking for the day to Chrissy to get up. Man, that would be so awesome for God to show at. Show up, God. Show up and do it. I want to see miracles. I want to see signs and wonders. I want to see God's body be whole. And we got to be whole together, the musicians. You can come. We have to be whole together. I need you. I need each, every one of you. Every one of us, we all supply something. None of us are insignificant. He said all of us are one body of many members. Get that in your spirit that we all are significant. We all have to have a place that we all are here. You don't know the times. You don't know the times that I have just like, Lord, I want you to show up, but I feel like there's just a block. I feel like there's a time that there's like just something stopping it, something just stopping it. If you read in the books of Acts, you can watch the miracle after miracle after miracle until they started having discord. When the discord came, the miracle ceased. I do believe with all of my heart, the Bible says that these signs shall follow them that believe that they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I believe that. And I want to see that day whenever two or three of us are gathered together in His name that we will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I want to see those miracles. I want to see those miracles. I want to see God show up and show off. I want to see somebody come in addicted and leave out of here feeling so much better and go out of here for real feeling so much better. There's so much more sickness that we look at besides just a physical sickness. There's addictions, a mental addictions. There is addictions that tear us down completely. We name names just like the song had said. We name anxiety as anxiety. We say, it's all right, it's my anxiety. But no, that's not okay. That's not okay. Let's pray that away. Let's pray that out of here. You can name it on my depression all you want to, but that's not okay either. It's not okay to be depressed. It's not okay. We've got to have that. We've got to be able to pray that away. Amen. So I want to see signs and miracles and wonders start breaking forth. And if it's us gathering together, these prayer meetings that we've been having where the Spirit has just been moving, it's exciting to hear. It's exciting to see. The brethren and the sisters dwelling together in unity. Just like He said, the oil that's precious, the precious oil of unity, that is so precious to God. Don't take that lightly. He wants us to be united together. He wants us to be bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. I can't look ill or look the other way with my brother in need. I got to say, okay. All right, whatever it takes, God, I want to use me, Lord, to help him get up. Use me, God. I don't want to sit back and say, oh, so-and-so fell, and I don't know if they're going to recover or not. God, use me, Lord, to speak a word. Use me, Lord, to go up beside of them and help them, hold them, Jesus. It's just like the pastor talked about Moses, and he was holding his hands up, and he got tired, and his brothers came along beside of him to hold him up. There's times whenever our pastor needs us. And I want to be the man of God in his life that could call on me to say, Jason, I need you. God, use us, Lord. Use us, Lord. That is my prayer. That is my burden. I want to be used of God. I want to be used to touch somebody. Somebody needs a blessing. Somebody needs it. Because the last verse, Psalms 133:3, said that's where the blessing of the Lord is. That's when it's poured out. Whenever the dew falls, that's where the blessing of the Lord falls out. It's just beautiful. He's not going to withhold any good thing. It's what His Word said. And I do believe that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. I do believe that. I do believe that He's got our best interest at heart. But I do believe that we've got to be united together. As they play a song, if you've got a burden or a need, or if you have got an ought, the Bible tells you that if you have an ought against your brother, you're to leave it at the altar and go pray for your, go restore with your brother. If I've got a problem, if with any man in this church, I would go lay it down right now. I would go lay it down and pray that this don't rise up any further. I want this root of bitterness to be plucked out of me. Whatever it takes, Lord, get it out. Lord, use us. Lord God, use us, Jesus. So as they play, if you have a need or a burden, and you've got to pray, or you need to pray with somebody, by all means, step out of your comfort zone and pray. Remember, we are all in this together, and we need each other. We're all just oil. We're all the same when it's all together. It's still oil. No matter how you got there, no matter what ingredient put you in there, you're still the body of Christ. Amen. So let's all stand and let's prepare our hearts. That if you have to pray with somebody, that you go link arms with somebody and pray. Let's leave out of this place different than when we came. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.